News, I'm Rusty Pugh. After signing another executive order from the Oval Office Thursday, President Trump taking questions from the press where he was asked if he's having second thoughts about his efforts to do away with the Department of Education.
No, I want to bring the schools back to the states. And, you know, I've said it 100 times, we're ranked at the bottom of the list and yet we spend more. We're ranked number one for cost per student. We're ranked at the bottom of the list in education.
At a summit for Ukraine, European leaders reiterated their commitment to its defense, announcing increased defense spending after President Trump criticized them for not paying enough. Now, a new report suggests European allies may start withholding intelligence from the U.S. after President Trump isolated them from talks to end the war and is pausing intel sharing with Ukraine as well as military aid. U.S. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard says the president did it to send a message to Ukrainian President Zelensky not to take the United States for granted.
This came in the wake of a statement that came from Zelensky when he said that the war would go on for a very, very long time and that he was confident that no matter what, that American aid and support would continue to flow his way.
In New York, Adams administration officials insisted Thursday that sanctuary city laws are still being followed, telling lawmakers that, quote, nothing has changed, despite New York City Mayor Eric Adams floating a potential rollback of the migrant-friendly policies. President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, restating his commitment to deporting all illegal aliens accused of crimes.
I'm keeping President Trump's promise to eradicate every criminal illegal alien, every public threat illegal alien, every national threat illegal alien from this country.
At least 10 anti-Israel protesters were arrested at Barnard College in New York City Wednesday after a bomb threat was called into the school. The protesters barricaded themselves in the school library and refused to leave. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller says President Trump will be announcing consequences for universities that allow the protests on their campuses.
Those consequences will be swift, they will be firm, they will be immediate. The universities must discipline these students, they must break up these protests, they must expel the terror sympathizers and reclaim their campuses.
Republicans on Capitol Hill getting to meet with Doge head Elon Musk to talk about how Congress can codify some of the cuts he's proposing. Texas Congressman Brandon Gill says the meeting is proof for Democrats who think Musk has too much power.
There's a lot of pushback from the left saying that Elon doesn't meet with Congress, that he's going rogue and doing his own thing, when the reality couldn't be more different. What he is doing is identifying an enormous amount of waste. And remember, House Republicans over the past 2 years have been begging the administration, the Biden administration, and the administrative state for information on where our money is actually going. And they've been stonewalled every single step of the way.
An immigration enforcement organization says it has long advocated that English be the official language of the United States, and is pleased that President Trump made it happen. Chad Groening has more.
One of the slew of executive orders recently signed by President Trump makes English the official language of the United States. This marks the first time in its history the United States has had an official language. It also represents a major victory for a number of organizations which have fought since the early 1980s to establish English as the official unifying language for all Americans. In order to codify the executive order, Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and Oklahoma Congressman Josh Prochine have introduced the English Language Act of 2025. This bill ensures that all official government functions are conducted in English and reinforces a uniform English language requirement for naturalization. Ira Melman is media director for the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
We've advocated for a long time that we need to have a common language in this country, that it creates unity, it creates the ability of people of different backgrounds to be able to just carry out day-to-day business with one another, and that when you come to the United States, the obligation is on you to learn the common language of this country. It's not the obligation of the country to cater to you whatever language you speak.
I'm Chad Groening.
More news online at AFN.net and on the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.